All righty, well, today it feels like it's about as cold as somebody that don't give a damn if you live in the breeze. 20 degrees outside. And with that, we're going to welcome y'all into another Watch for the Hook Wednesdays with the Watch for the Hook Business and Entrepreneur Podcast. It is Michael with
Tatiana.
And speaking of cold, you know you got to be a cold-blooded person to keep fucking with folks. When I say fucking with folks, I'm talking about that orange tyrant that's in the White House. So last
I
week,
mean, you can be cold-blooded or you can just simply be persistent, you know?
But see, most people call you persistent when you're doing good.
Yeah.
Or when you're trying to improve things.
Or you're getting on their nerves.
Yeah. But if you're being persistent in their eyes, you're trying to achieve a goal of substance, maybe.
Typically.
Yeah, you.
But when you're just intentionally trying to screw that people over, that's different.
You just an asshole.
Yeah, that's different.
But yeah, so I bet y'all like, what the hell are they talking about today? So last week, the orange tyrant decided to file charges against the man that's over the Federal Reserve.
All so charges against everybody.
Yeah, he charged everybody that ain't for him, or ain't about putting no money in his motherfucking pocket,
or ain't helping make his people make more money.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So a lot of people probably like, what the hell they got to deal with me?
Everything.
All right. So the Federal Reserve manager or person that's over the Fed Reserve helps sets the federal rate. So what the federal rate actually does is it tries to stabilize the economy. It makes the dollar worth what the dollar can be worth.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go an example. How does this help, let's say, people in business? So right now, I think the current interest rate for the Feds is 3.5 to 3.75%. So if you borrowed a dollar from some lending person, they're going to charge you right now, on average, between 3.5 and 3.75%. So you're like, damn, okay, so if I borrowed a dollar,
right,
then I got to pay back a dollar. And
do easy math. Just round it up and say 4%, right?
4%. Okay. So I got to give you a dollar and 4 pennies. You like, that's it? Yeah.
That's per dollar.
Per dollar now.
Per dollar.
So when you get to borrowing hundreds, thousands, tens of thousands, or possibly you got that damn good bread. You borrowing a few million.
I ain't got that.
Guess what? That's 4 cents on
every dollar
you borrow.
Yeah.
So also that could go into taxes. So that looks at, oh, you have to have a certain tax rate when people buy goods or purchase goods.
And hold on. I think there was a piece you missed, right?
Okay, hit me.
Okay, so you explained the 3.5 to 3.75, and we said for easy math, we just rounded up to four, right? It's 4 cents on a dollar that you borrow. So if you borrow a dollar, You now are looking at $1.04, right? Okay. What I just really want to make sure they stand out is when you pay that dollar back, you have to pay back the plus 4 cents, right?
Yes, yes. That's where they make their money.
Okay.
So that's
I needed
the interest.
You to spell that out.
Okay. So spelling it out. The fair rate is the federal interest rate. All right. So now that's interest. Now principal. Interest is what loaners or people who are lending companies, that's where they make their money back plus some. So you signed a dotted line saying, hey, I borrow such and such amount of money. The rate is whatever you pay, the interest rate. So you're still going to pay that interest rate. And so if you're paying 4% interest on whatever you borrow, you got to add 4 pennies. Every dollar, you got to give them back.
Which means you have to take away 4 pennies for every dollar that you've profited. That's
exactly
coming back out of your pocket. So now your dollar ain't worth a dollar no more. It's worth what? 96 cents.
Have a nap.
I just needed you to spell that out. It's like, now you have to go back, pay that principal back, plus the interest, right? That interest is coming off of your profit. And if you didn't profit, it's just coming out of your checkbook.
And then what has happened? So now that we've established, you borrowed a dollar for somebody, you got to pay them back a dollar and four. Mm-hmm. But out of every dollar you make, you really only making 96 cents.
Right.
So what have companies started doing? And this is what how companies have what done since damn the beginning of time. They pass along fees and charges to the consumer.
Right.
That's how they then make money.
Mm-hmm.
They have to get back more than what they got to send out.
Right.
That's for profit business.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So now that we
that's for profit in my pocket. Yeah.
So now that we own it, you like, so right now, why are we at 3.5 to 3.75? Guess what happened 6 years ago? COVID.
Dun, dun, dun.
And because the world shut down, the Federal Reserve had to act. Because what happens when people are not moving?
No money's moving.
They're not spending money.
Yeah.
That is how an economy is measured. The amount of money spent.
Mm-hmm.
They need you out there being what? Consumers. Yes.
They need you to go slide your card.
Spend the book.
Spend that dollar.
Frequent that business. They need you to take trips.
Yeah.
They need you to buy gas. They need you to buy groceries.
Yep. Milk and bread and eggs. Not just for snow days.
All day. So when the world came to a standstill.
Screeching halt. Screeching halt.
What happened with the money?
It stood still too. It wasn't circulating.
So if the money ain't circulating, the lenders ain't lending, borrowers ain't borrowing, the spenders ain't spending, what do you do? If you're the Fed chairman, that's his actual title, Fed chairman. I got to entice you people to do something.
So you have to serve as a catalyst to get things moving again.
And how do I get things moving again?
Give you some money.
Give you a discount.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what dropping lowering the federal rate does.
Mm-hmm.
It gives you a discount on purchasing,
mm-hmm.
lending, borrowing, and investing.
So it looks like you're putting something else back into your pocket. Without actually giving you a dollar.
Exactly. I'm giving you a perk
mm-hmm.
for taking your time out to spend this money.
Right.
Try to get this money. Give somebody money.
Yeah.
Or invest in a potential business of making money.
It's all about the dollar. Circulating, matriculating, whatever you want to call it.
So I bet y'all gonna ask me, what was that Fed rate? When they lowered it.
I would like to know. Because remember, now we're currently at 3.5, 3.75. For easy math, we just say 4.
They dropped the federal rate to 1.5 to 1.75.
2%.
I just think about that. In the world of trillions of dollars, because this is what it affects. It doesn't affect 5 to 10. This affects trillions of dollars of circulation. If you give trillions of dollars in discounts, what just happened?
Gee, there's some profit missing. Some ain't happening. That's a lot. That's a lot right there.
So instead of them people making that 4% off your $1,
mm-hmm.
they now just making a penny.
Mm-hmm. Or two if you round up to easy math too. So now your dollar went from being worth only 96 cents to now it's worth 98 cents. So it's stretching just a little bit further.
But guess what happens? What have we talked about? No good deed goes unpunished.
Oh, y'all, because it's coming.
So when they drastically lowered the federal rate during COVID, people started doing what? Borrowing.
Mm-hmm.
Access to capital all of a sudden became a lot more accessible. Out of nowhere.
And a lot more businesses.
Exactly. Out of nowhere. Out of nowhere, everybody got a business.
Everybody a business. So everybody an entrepreneur. Okay? Everybody is an entrepreneur.
And now, here we come. We about to hit the 6-year mark since COVID.
Yep, in March.
And you look back at it now and we've seen all the PPP frauds and all the people that's going to go to jail and all this. That ended up being millions of dollars put into circulation. But what actually did that money do? It wasn't what? Spent.
No.
It was moved, wasted. Now, don't get me wrong. What happened is people bought a bunch of shit they couldn't afford.
Come on, chains.
So then when you default on a loan.
Yeah.
You don't do what?
You don't pay.
All right.
Ding, 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 I ain't paying.
So the people.
You ain't going to get your money back. You can, my credit can take a hit. I don't care. Because I ain't got no real business. No way. Ain't no lender going to give me no money. No way.
Well, you do have a real business, but
I'm just saying.
Talking in general, I know.
Yeah. Not me. Them. So the PPP fraud.
So what Ms. Parker said is the people that before COVID who was waiting on getting that 4 cents on every dollar that they let you borrow, which then went down to 2 cents every dollar let you borrow, turned around to be no cents.
None, because they ain't get their money back.
But you got their money. So you see now, they in the hole. Now we got
getting no cents.
No cents. So it's just like this. No cents means nonsense. If it don't make dollars, then it don't what?
Make sense.
What happens? Now the feds have to come back and say, fuck you mean?
We got
to
recoup some shape, form, or fashion. Now we about to have no sense.
How we pull this balance, it's a balancing act. So the pendulum has now swung drastically down because, hey, we lowered the rate, which means we were already putting ourselves in a bind.
Right.
You know, need them in a pickle.
Yeah.
Need them in a bind for those people that know that movie. What happened is now they come back and reconvene. They say, shit, now these suckers ain't going to give us our money back because we lent our money to a bunch of frauds.
We got
to
take it back.
NIPD votes.
Take that.
So what does the Fed do? We have to raise the rates back up.
Because they control what they control. And that's what they did. You pull them levers where you can.
So when you raise the federal rate drastically and quickly, what has now happened to the economy? People have now started doing what? They holding their dollars.
Right.
So when the consumers stop consuming again because now they can't afford to consume.
Right.
That's what you now have is inflation.
Right.
So just think about it. Y'all hit a math. We went from 1.5 to 1.75. Now we at 3.5 to 3.75.
That's crazy.
Average. That's just a federal rate. That's not everybody's rate.
That ain't that 30% credit card rate you get. Let me stop.
Listen, honey. Oh, listen. We're gonna talk about the APR one day. I hope everybody got their ducks in a row.
And they got their billing statements ready.
Yeah. So just think about that. The federal rate rose back up 2% since COVID. But what also happened? They started applying the fees, the taxes. Producers then did what? When the Fed rate rose again, what happened? They had to raise prices.
Absolutely. And pass those prices. You know, they're now passing those increased prices along to the consumer.
Listen, me and you, Ms. Parker, well, I'm more along the age of understanding when gas was under a dollar.
That's true.
Gas is a commodity that does not have an endless supply.
Right.
But it is also regulated.
It is.
So what does that mean? They keep a backstop.
Mm-hmm.
They only release a certain amount to the public.
Mm-hmm.
It's with any type of product. Like people, they say, women love diamonds. Diamonds are forever. Listen, people, it is so many diamonds in this world. They ain't that high.
Mm-hmm.
But what do they do? They regulate the market by only setting out a certain amount.
Supply and demand.
Exactly. And what happens with the Fed rate? It's on supply and demand.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
When the world stopped, everybody was like, ooh, I'm missing this, that.
Right.
And what happened? Supply and demand went up.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They said, ooh.
Went down, demand went up.
And what did they
supply goes down, demand goes up, it means prices go up.
That's what they had to do. But the Fed lowered the rate because they needed people to spend their money. I made a video a few years ago where I talked about we got duped into inflation because they suckered us in with the lower Fed rate,
Right.
which means we had a demand that we needed to be met. They said, oh, well, we'll help y'all spend this money.
Yeah.
But it's only for a certain
Yeah,
time.
we're gonna like release some of the ties, or we're gonna remove some of the constraints, or we're just gonna lessen the blows of you being able to spend, you know?
Because right now you're dealing with a blow. You can't get out and about. You can't move. You got to be confined to a certain space. So yes, they said,
Right.
we'll bring it down a few percentage points. We'll take that hit right now.
Right now. Right now. We're gonna recoup later though.
What Parker just said, they hit you with a counterpunch. You ain't see that coming. You ain't watch that hook.
But some of us knew that's kind of the vicious cycle, and that was probably gonna happen anyway.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my gosh, they're issuing out checks. Oh my gosh, they're gonna raise the price of whatever, because of these checks being issued out. Sure enough, eggs went up to be about $20 a carton.
I'm gonna keep it a real honest bug with you. Our boy Bobby Lo Wallace reminded me of something. He put it in the text on the social media thread. He said, people up here upset about the economy. Y'all must not have been there when Bush was in office. And I'm gonna keep it a buck. I remember that. 2007, 2008. People don't even realize that back then, companies went to 410s because
Yeah.
gas at that point,
Yep.
which was still under 275,
Yeah.
people were telling them, we can't afford to come to work 5 days
Right.
a
I can
week.
give you two tanks. I can't give you three.
What did the companies do? Well, we're gonna adapt to this 410 or this 580 schedule,
Yeah,
which
yeah.
means you work 5 days 1 week, you off on Friday the
Right.
next. People don't even realize that. Now, I
Right.
want to give my guys credit because he did say some real ass shit. You know, like I say, I like when people
Tap in
tap
like
in and
that.
say that
Yeah.
real shit,
Tap
right?
in.
Because we think social media just erases all history.
No.
Everybody got a whole thesaurus or what you call them things, dictionaries or
Encyclopedia,
encyclopedias
yeah.
in their hand and won't do no research.
And AI will just synopsize it for you now, so
Or lie to you.
either way.
Will tell you a flat out lie.
Pick whichever one you want. AI gonna give you something.
And when you think about it, I know when I go back to that economy when Bush was in office, I was one of the people that was laid off because companies had to start pulling back. Old adage, you know, we know this last one hired,
First one fired.
that motherfucker got laid off.
Oh, that's so.
I was like, motherfucker,
That's so sad.
ain't been here 6 months.
That's so sad.
Out here, working my finger to the bone.
That's so sad.
And guess what happened? Oh man, you know, damn, we hired Michael. I remember when I told them folks, I said, if you ain't gonna keep me for 5 years, y'all can leave me where I'm at. Because when I took that job, it wasn't even a pay increase. It was a lateral move.
Right.
I took on the brunt of putting on more bills on myself, moving somewhere, moving out of state. Like I knew my career needed that. And when you go look at it now, go back and Google the economy when Bush was in office, that second go around. Yeah, it was terrible.
Right.
Terrible. But now, where we at right now with the economy? We got a whole orange tyrant trying to take us back to terrible. Like, folks, we on the verge of terrible.
I don't know that we're on the verge. I think, hell, we'd have been there. We came back and we heading there again. Like, is it really on the verge when you almost feel like you never really came out of it?
See, you make a good point. You almost basically said, bad is so bad, we are normalizing
Yes. You're getting numb.
it. Social media, I've said this for some time now. Social media has put it in our faces so many times that we're used to it.
Right.
Or it gives you so many stories, you feel overwhelmed. Because back in the day, it was just a local newspaper. I
Right.
think everybody was just in that local circle. And then you watch the national news and you got a few stories. But every day, if you are on social media, you have the potential to come across thousands upon thousands of stories or tidbits or things. And you're like, it's all really been going on this long? And you start scratching your head like, damn, what am I supposed to do with all this?
Sometimes you have to ask, and I oftentimes ask myself this, what rock have I been hiding
Hey,
under?
what you always say? You be like, when I became a business owner, I figured out why don't everybody in the business owner?
Yep.
You was like, this shit was easy. Everybody do it.
Everybody would do it.
It ain't easy.
It's not easy.
Even just talking about this type of stuff. Me and Miss Parker cook. Listen, y'all want to have a math class?
Oh my God, I was about to say, this is like a whole math equation.
We've talked about the math and the
Yeah.
math. One day, me and Miss Parker could seriously just tell y'all about how we just in the real estate business alone. Y'all, this math is really math.
There's a lot of.
And in that math, you have to work the math.
You do.
Like, don't get it twisted. When we some talking about this Fed rate stuff, we making it sound really simple. No. Listen, what these people are doing and what the how they're moving their numbers, they're affecting trillions of dollars. This ain't affecting like some
Right.
thousands.
No.
No.
It's a whole bunch of commas and zeros.
We talking what a million is what 7 digits before the decimal? All right, so move that six more. I think a trillion is six more
Yeah,
digits.
because you gotta go. You have to surpass billion.
Yeah, because a billion I think is nine zeros.
Yeah.
So you add another comma that gets you to 10 digits before the comma. So just think about that. And we ain't talking about 1 trillion.
Right.
The US deficit is what, 3 trillion?
Yeah.
3.5, almost
Like
4.
a lot of commas and zeros.
Like, geez. I'm telling you, listen, this, we just think this shit funny because we be over here giggling and laughing like, man, I don't know what the fuck that mean. But then you go look at your paycheck.
Your calculator starts to run out of spaces.
Look at your paycheck. People think it's a game.
Yeah.
Man, hold up. When they start taking this much,
Right.
that's the Fed rate. Oh, y'all don't know about that Fed rate. They moved it
Right.
up or down,
Right.
back and forth,
Right.
like old Leah song. Goodbye,
Uh-uh. No,
back
no,
and
no.
forth. Oh, yeah, RIP to Leah. Her birthday is this month, too. I think it was just this past week, you know. But like I say, I'm a 90s guy, so I understand the music. But we just wanted y'all to just, you know, understand, you know, we talk this talk because simple fact is it affects us. You know, it affects us, whether you in business or not. So, I mean, if you want to sit here and be like, man, I don't care about that Fed rate. All right.
Don't care.
All right. Don't care. But I'm telling you, it's care about you.
Right, you ain't gotta care.
You want to own a business? You want to buy a business? Let's just even not even say business. When we talk about becoming homeowners, buying cars, trucks, whatever, ATVs, whatever you want to do, that Fed rate affects the amount of interest these companies can charge you. So when you be like, man, it wasn't that price 6 months ago. Nine times out of ten, the rate moved. You know why the rate moved? Because somebody said, we need more or we need less.
Right.
Ms. Parker, what you got for the people as we get ready to lead up on out of here?
I don't have anything. I hope they paid attention to all the math we were talking about.
Hey, what they said, don't make dollars, don't make sense. Get y'all next time.